imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
Welcome to another edition of the Australian DX Report. This is Bob Padula in Melbourne, Australia, bringing to you our latest roundup of news concerning shortwave broadcasting stations around the world. We include information concerning propagation reports, monitoring information, solar activity news, schedule information, and other items of interest to shortwave monitoring enthusiasts. A reminder that all times we give in these programs are in UTC, also known as GMT, and all frequencies are in kilohertz. The Australian Government's Ionospheric Prediction Service in Sydney, New South Wales, that's the Department of Meteorology, indicates that solar activity has now dropped to one of the lowest levels ever recorded. The 10.7 centimetre solar radio flux has fallen to 72. That's 7.2, and the daily equivalent sunspot number has dropped to 8. That's a single digit, 8, and that's a very, very low level. The solar cycle is number 24. We're currently running through the plateau of this cycle, and it's not expected to change to cycle 25 until middle of year 2017. So in the meantime, those figures that I just mentioned will not change very significantly in the immediate future, and it just means that high frequency conditions on frequencies above about 14 megahertz on long distance circuits worldwide on darkness or semi-darkness paths will continue to be unreliable. However, frequencies above about 14 megahertz on long distance paths during daylight paths will continue to be satisfactory. Major frequency changes were introduced by international broadcasters on October 30. This is for the B 2016 international shortwave transmission season. Frequencies are coordinated by the United Nations body, the High Frequency Coordination Committee, which meets twice a year to plan and determine the schedule for the following season. Many hundreds of frequency changes are noted in the new season schedule, and some extracts are as follows. Voice of Vietnam. Overseas relays for the new season of the Voice of Vietnam are now listed as follows. From Moosbrunn in Austria, on 5955 from 1730 to 1830 in Vietnamese, and also a 9625 from 1830 to 1900 in German. Those frequencies, of course, are intended for Europe. And from WRMI, the relay in North America, Voice of Vietnam is now scheduled for 7315 with programs in various languages to the Americas between midnight and 0200. And from the Baya in the UAE relay station there, frequency is 9430, used between 1930 and 2030 in German for Europe. And Wolverton in the United Kingdom, 9890 between 1900 and 1930 in Russian, and 12005 from Wolverton between 0100 and 0300 the Americas in various languages. So those were the frequencies used or currently scheduled for the Voice of Vietnam for its offshore relays for the current B-16 transmission season. Now, some monitoring observations made here in Melbourne as the season commences, or as the season has commenced. 49 metre band has been giving quite good signals in our mornings, just around our local sunrise period here in Victoria. And many signals from Europe, Africa, the Middle East and Asia are now being heard in this band. They include the following. On 5910, Radio Romania International in German for Europe. And that's a very strong signal in that time period, which is 6:30 a.m. here in Melbourne, 19:30 UTC. And 5930, a station known as the Echo of Europe. It's a religious broadcasting station using relay facilities in Europe in English. And 5950, the voice of the Tigray Revolution in Africa, broadcasting in local languages. And 6030, the Bible Voice Broadcasting, the religious broadcasting station with transmissions from Nauen in Germany, English religious broadcasts, 1930 to 2000. And 6040, the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, in English, another frequency for Iran is 6060, carrying the Arabic language service. And 6100, China Radio International, in Russian, from transmitter site near Beijing. And 6110, Radio Fana, in the Oromo language, broadcasting from relay station in Africa. And 6120, the voice of Turkey, strong signals in Turkish. And 6160, China Radio International, from Xi'an, in Germany. And just up on the next frequency, 6170, the voice of Korea from Pyongyang in German. And 6090, China Radio International in Romanian from the Urumqi transmitting site in China. And 6070, Vatican Radio from the Santa Maria di Galleria transmitting station in the Vatican, with broadcasts of a religious nature. And in the 31 metre band, some interesting activity there, 9700, a new frequency for the Vatican Radio, parallel with the frequency we just mentioned, 6070, with religious broadcasts. So 49 metre band, 6 megahertz band, the initial occupancies for the new season are representative of many frequency changes, and we'll give more of those changes in future programs. Turning now to the USA. The Empire State Building. From base to antenna, this building stands 1,454 feet. And the Empire State Realty Trust is in the process of installing a new auxiliary master FM radio antenna on the top of the tower. This is slated to be completed in 2017. The management of the iconic building is highlighting a special protective construction cocoon at the base of the company's antenna tower that they say minimises the project's impact on the building's day-to-day operation. This cocoon extends the work window from 5 hours per day, a schedule to avoid observatory hours, to a full 24 hours, regardless of weather, and reduces necessary sidewalk scaffolding. The rooftop competition for broadcast tenants is competitive in the Big Apple, and the Empire State Realty Trust, EVP, and Director of Leasing and Operations, Thomas P. Durrell, said this construction protection process is an example of the ESB's efforts to innovate and of its investments in energy efficiency, infrastructure, public areas and amenities. Also, the antenna installation includes an RF-shielded climbing aperture that allows television antenna work on ESB's tower to be performed without affecting existing radio signals. In addition to the installation of the antenna, an FM, frequency modulation auxiliary combiner, the largest known FM combiner in the world according to ESB, will be installed. The combiner will enable radio frequencies of all 19 stations to be transmitted from the new master. Electronic Research Incorporated and Dielectric Incorporated are the antenna and combiner manufacturers for the project. ESRT said it worked with the New York City Department of Building and its Buildings Enforcement Safety Team, beginning early in the design process to obtain the required governmental approvals and DOB permits. So that's the story about new antenna installations being constructed at the very top of the Empire State Building in New York. Building stands 1,454 feet. And as mentioned, the Empire State Realty Trust, the ESRT, is in the process of installing a new auxiliary master FM radio antenna complex on the tower, and is expected to be completed during 2017. Now, that information is acknowledged to the magazine known as The Wire, which is an online broadcasting magazine for radio professionals. That's all the information in our program this time. We hope you found the broadcast interesting and helpful for your shortwave radio monitoring.